to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock, so that means it's time for Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Hey, how you doing, Dr. Craig?
I'm hanging in there. I guess I'd say it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to see it that way, and I was talking about that a little earlier in the show where, you know, all of a sudden, I think it was last week, I paid $3.39 for a gallon of gas, and I said, you know, oh, my. And then on yesterday I looked and it was $3.99.
And we had cartel action last night. OPEC is pulling back production by a huge amount. So as long as we're dependent on oil, we will be manipulated by, you know, right, overseas despots that just want to profit, and that we have to get off the drug. Fossil fuel.
You know, Dr. Craig, I talked about that. I explained this morning all the different reasons why right now the gas prices have soared 60 cents inside of a week. And you can say it's Joe Biden and the Democrats, but you don't have a clue, right?
It's a global commodity, it's manipulated. And the Republican plans to drill more do nothing. They could cut production at OPEC further and keep the price high. They're a lie. All the Republican claims they could lower them.
You know, Dr. Craig, I wanted to talk about the lies. You've been in this for a long time, and this is not the first rodeo for you, and it's not the first time Republicans have lied. But the depth of the lies this time around, Dr. Craig, on the local level, on the national level, this is their plan. We'll lie to the people. We'll just flat out lie to the people. And we don't need to talk about anything else. I don't care what it is. We're going to lie about it. And so it seems to be working. And therein, Dr. Craig, it's what frustrates me, is that looking at what these people are saying and doing, and a blind person could see that they're lying, and yet they seem to be getting some traction.
So I think that's moral rot, because that's what this is. These are people who will just say anything. They don't believe that you should, in a democracy, we should speak truthfully to each other or have any regard for facts. That this cancer has been growing and metastasizing for a long time. I actually think it started with corporate America. There's a country that was founded on a belief that science would eventually allow us to make objective decisions. I mean, the people who founded this country believe that. And generations believe that well into the mid-20th century and beyond. And once, you know, social science and natural science started proving things absolutely, like, okay, you put that chemical in the water, you're causing people to get cancer. You smoke tobacco, you have a huge chance of lung cancer and how many people are dying.
Right.
Corporate America started lying about it and creating disinformation. I mean, the tobacco industry is a great example, but there are many others, like the lead paint industry, everyone involved in air pollution, for example. And, you know, the Clean Air Act was set up where science would dictate what was safe. And a lot of the conservative counterattack funded by billionaires and the biggest corporations have been attack on truth. And it's just gotten worse and worse. So I don't think there was a tremendous commitment to truth at the early 21st century when we saw an administration make up a need for a war, right? The invasion of Iraq, right? that caused over a million deaths. Okay, if we care about all human life, including Iraqi life, And so there was it was already getting worse and worse. It's amazing that Trump has brought it to a new level, and his acolytes like Tim Michaels, like Ron Johnson, where literally you cannot believe a thing they say, and all of the records Donald Trump broke and how many lies he told per day, which were counted by some media outlets like the Washington Post. And it's thousands and thousands and thousands of lies, and the lies you see on television. You know, Tucker Carlson last night, the top-rated cable show on Fox News, was praising the new prime minister of Italy, who is literally representing the part Mussolini's party, the fascist party in Italy. And so that is where we are right now. And the problem is that once you pollute the public sphere that way, Earl, people tend to stop believing anything. Some of your callers don't believe what you and I are saying because they've been so jaded and they just state the facts they want. Remember when the one of the press hacks for Donald Trump talked about having alternative facts?
Yes.
I mean, that was a wonderful Freudian flip of the tongue. That's what they think. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to find alternative facts if the actual facts don't lead me there. And on climate change, which is a threat to human civilization, which we face a deadline, the Republican Party in the United States is the only conservative party in the advanced industrial world that still is involved in climate denial. And you have Tucker Carlson on saying that the Democrats think they can control the weather. They're crazy. No, there's a science that shows we are affecting the weather, and it's causing a greater frequency of hurricane, which is why a 1,000-year hurricane event hit Florida. And you heard Ron DeSantis say, "Oh, it won't happen for a long time." No. You're ignoring all the science again, as he did during COVID when he fired his public health director for telling the truth about COVID-19.
You know, Dr. Craig, or the lie that Tim Michaels is claiming right now, that Governor Evers has paroled, you know, 1,000 convicted felons, even though, Governor Evers has no control over who's going to be, paroled. But because governors
and they're
criminals.
All rapists and murderers,
yes.
And they'll go out and rape and murder. You'd have to say that the state of Maine, fictionally in the Stephen King novel and the movie Shawshank Redemption, released a murderer in Morgan Freeman. The point is, at some point, people are supposed to be able to be paroled because they're no longer a threat to society, and there is a case-by-case judgment made on that. So this is just Neanderthal thinking. In fact, it gives a bad name to Neanderthals, for all we know, since we have some Neanderthal genes in all of us. They may have been more ethical creatures than Homo sapiens. I don't know.
Dr. Craig, it's funny, but it's right on point. You know, the fact that Michaels and Ron Johnson and all of these people who nationally realize that, hey, we can keep lying and we're gaining traction. Why should we attempt to tell any truth if there's any truth in them at all? And yet there are people who continue to support this. And it's the frustrating part of all of it, you know, Dr. Craig, because people should know better. But yet they are willing to follow, these constant lies that happen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And these lies are coming, whether you're a Republican or not, or we know that these lies are coming for the most part from the right side of things. And even though these lies can be refuted, there are people who are lazy and don't care about whether it's true or not. This is just the belief that they want to have, that
that's right.
This is what they believe.
They believe what they want to believe, and the whole exercise of right-wing radio or right-wing cable is to rationalize beliefs people want to have about the world and to give them a fig leaf. I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I was canvassing on the south side, southwest side of Milwaukee on Saturday because I want to do the same work our organizers are doing around our members across the state at Citizen Action Wisconsin. And we know that talking to people is the only thing, if you have deep conversations, that can counter what's on television. I think what we have to do is, because we have to win elections, in other words, the liars have to be discredited, that the public is so disgusted, a lot of it, not all of it, not some of your right-wing callers, I think his name is CJ, not CJ, but if I got it right.
You got it right.
But that there's a sense that there's, like, trash on the airwaves, and they're trashing, and it's like you feel like you're in some pre-fascist dystopia when you turn on TV and get to the commercial break and see these crime ads, which are full of racial fear-mongering against black and brown people and just completely full of misrepresentations, that they're polluting the public sphere. I think, and I'd like to encourage candidates to run it, like Mandela Barnes or one of the independent groups that has a lot of money they need to match what the right wing is doing here, to do kind of the turnaround ad that says that Ron Johnson is polluting the public sphere and that has he no shame, and to connect him to these dark images. In other words, the critique of him. In other words, to turn it around, it's a judo move, right?
Yeah.
Because I think there's sort of an appetite because people feel frustrated and on our side feel powerless, like, what do we do about this? I think there's a sense that you can lay this gross negativity and misrepresentation on Johnson, which you certainly can because his ads are just as bad as the dark money ads on this, that says a lot about him, that discredits right. him and what says that he will do anything to be reelected. And I wonder if we could make that sale and start to turn around, create a moral revulsion around him, turn around this stampede towards falsehood and misrepresentation and othering, in other words, misrepresenting others, other minority groups in our society just to gain political power.
You know, Dr. Craig, what I've said is that the fact that Ron Johnson has been in office for 12 years, the fact that he has to resort to lying to win says a lot about him. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are full. We'll go to the phone lines when we come back. 844-967-2789. Be right back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Excuse me, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Hey, let's go to speaking about a blast from the past. Hey, Connie, how you doing, my friend? Connie, are you there? Hey,
Earl?
Connie. Yeah, hey, how you
Hi,
doing,
Earl.
Connie? It's good to hear from you.
I'm great. Good morning, you guys. Enjoying the show today. What I want to say is I think we're failing to consider that Trump supporters, people left of center-right, we're not taking into consideration that Trump supporters, they're indoctrinated. I mean, when you fly a Trump flag and you believe all the lies and you believe all the propaganda, you're in a cult. And what do we do to combat that? How do we fight that? I mean, I'm at a loss. When you ignore facts, and it's just very frustrating. It's very discouraging to see where we're at in this country. It just, and I don't think we're taking it seriously.
You know, Connie, I agree with you. Dr. Craig, your response to Connie?
Think about the past when democracies have become authoritarian, descended into some variant of fascism. There was a public base for it, and it was built up. And so humans are capable of falling for these lies. They're susceptible to it. Apparently, we're wired to this, and they can be exploited by powerful people who can lean in to our kind of tendency to see things in terms of black and white, the other, you know, this group is the problem, defining the group, and if we vilify that group, we can solve all our problems. And so we know this is a human vulnerability, and we know there are humans who, if they can gain power, are able to exploit it. And so we have to win enough hearts and minds, and we have to win elections when we still have some kind of official way to share and hold governing power, because if they go much further in Wisconsin, there will be no official mechanism. You won't be able to ever have a state assembly that is not guaranteed far right by the maps, and you'll have a much higher level of massive voter suppression. You'll have them name the electors for the MAGA candidate in 2024 and beyond, whether the public votes for them or not. It is the end of democracy as we know it. I would call it pre-fascism. I would say at this point, it's fairer to compare it to something like Viktor Orban in Hungary. I will use that example because that is their preferred example. Tucker Carlson, their most popular talk show host, has broadcast a week. That is a democracy that is not a democracy, that has some of the forms of democracy, has elections, but Viktor Orban always wins. And he's divide people on very kind of racial nationalism that we see in this country. And so that's why this is election is critically important. It's critically important to hold on to the power we have. It is also critically important to add to our power in the U.S. Senate, because we hold the Senate and add two seats, including Mandela Barnes, and we hold the House, that is Democrats. We actually have the votes for massive voting rights reform. It is only those two conservative Democrat senators, Manchin and Sinema, that stopped us this time. So we're close to being able to reestablish a lot of Democratic laws in this country and override what a lot of states are doing. But winning Wisconsin is essential, and it's a very close race. We have to cut through the lies and inspire people who weren't going to vote, and to persuade those that are persuadable to vote with the side of good, and pull this thing out. If not, we're going to have to start thinking more about peaceful civil disobedience movements, such as those led by Gandhi and King.
Connie? Thank you very much for the call. Good hearing from you again. You know, we're going to be going to a break in a moment, so we'll. I guess we got time. We just got time. All right. We'll bring people on after the break. But you know, Dr. Craig, Connie is frustrated, like many of us are, because we keep seeing this. And we know that it's not right, and everybody knows that it's not right. What they're doing is not good for this country, and yet you see that it almost appears as though, you know, and here's a prime example. You know, you see this criminal, Donald Trump, and people are afraid because he's such a thug that he threatens people. You know, for heaven's sakes, he threatened. Basically threatened Mitch McConnell and McConnell's wife with racism and bigotry, but he also made a threat for murder of Mitch McConnell. And yet these things have never been done, Dr. Craig, in the open, right? But now they're being done in the open.
They've been done in mobster movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is that kind of threat, right?
Yes.
It's sort of like, I would hate to see anything happen to your family kind of threat.
Yeah.
I would do anything, but it would be a shame. It's a beautiful family.
And then, go ahead.
the lies have so metastasized. You have a base of people who may be good mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters within their social networks. There's a lot of people who claim that they're Christians who think this is okay.
Yeah, no. Dr. Craig, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. To the Earl Evans Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my good friend, Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig. Let's go to the phone lines, and you conjured them up, Dr. Craig, CJ of Stoughton. CJ, you have a question or comment?
Thank you, Earl, and Dr. Craig for taking my call. The one problem with your argument is your party won in, almost 2 years ago now. And we're living in a democratic world. The voters know it. They see it. They feel it every day they go to the grocery store, to the gas pump, to watching the news. People feel it because it took the Democratic Party to figure out January 6th is when they started caring about crime. The voters know that it took, Martha's Vineyard for them to care about and the media to care about illegal immigration. Everybody sees it. We know the facts. And that's why so many candidates from Biden to Mandela Barnes is in hiding. They've got to backtrack on their policies, their beliefs, and we see it all over the country. Crime is up. Cost of living is up. From wait till energy costs hit this winter. You still want to blame Donald Trump for everything, and go ahead. That's the only argument your party has. You know, I don't care if Donald Trump runs in 2 years, but I do care who's in office in this coming January.
All right. So, Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
Well, we go through this on a factual basis, and it'd be nice, CJ, if you were open to a discussion of the facts. On inflation, look, there is not a strong case to be made that the inflation issue we're having right now is quote unquote the Democrats. It's politically convenient. It helps elect Republicans. That's a simple argument. There's no strong basis for that. Democrats are not responsible for the supply chain problem. The supply chain problem, which has led to a mismatch between supply and demand, too little supply, more demand because people have jobs, right, for now, is caused because corporations were allowed to create very fragile supply chains with just-in-time delivery with only a couple factories around the world, often in overseas in places like China, producing the good. And that created more corporate profit. And Donald Trump did nothing about that during early COVID. And at all, and this is a structural systemic problem. Even economists who are worried about the quote-unquote spending the Democrats did to keep people working during the pandemic and deal with the fallout think it's a very small percentage of inflation. And, of course, the Trump tax cuts, which are not paid for, and the huge defense budget, which is not paid for, also would have an impact, a bigger impact, in fact. So, but we could have that discussion, CJ, but I know that you will find a way to say that the Democrats are at fault and therefore you should elect the people that are your side. On crime, you know, fomenting a public panic about a crime wave making up that we've defunded the police, we have not, or that any of the policies Tony Evers and Manella Barnes support in any way affect the current increase in crime, which really has come during the COVID pandemic and has not been fully explained. It's not all kinds of crime, but it is homicides in a lot of major cities. It's just fear-mongering and race-based fear-mongering at that. But I know you're going to believe that Ron Johnson has solutions to public safety. He doesn't. He just wants to politicize it. Same with immigration. In fact, they have no solutions to any of those issues. They just want to politicize it to hold power. In fact, they'd rather the crisis continue so they can continue to build power with it and win elections. They'd rather keep immigration as a burning issue rather than actually come together to come up with a serious immigration policy, because it doesn't work right now.
Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, I'm using my messaging like CJ does. First off, we the people means government, and we must never forget that. Number two, CJ and the MAGA Republicans say the same thing every day. Wow, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't hit cash bail. He didn't hit cash bail today because he's already been proven wrong on that one. I just really, really recommend that we do what Earl did yesterday, what Earl's doing over and over again, which is talking about Ron Johnson and talking about his record and how, in my words, he is radical Russian Ron. And we have enough. We have to stop playing defense with people like CJ, where he says something. We have to, like you said, Dr. Craig, you know, we need to put out an ad that says, you know, all of these things are lies that these guys are saying, but then we need to talk about the real truth. Ron Johnson wants to get rid of Social Security. Ron Johnson wants to cut Medicare. Ron Johnson wants to, you know, go to the 4th of July in 2018 and be part of the Russian delegation. You know, I mean, we have so much on him. And for us to not continue to point out what it is that we have on him, it just blows my mind. They take one issue. They take one little issue that happens where, you know, someone got hurt or whatever it is. I'm sad about that. But I'm also sad about the hundreds of thousands of people that the Republicans and the MAGA Republicans, because I have a lot of good Republican friends who may not think this way. But COVID, their president killed how many people? I mean, we have a record, and that record needs to be talked about. The only ad I like right now by Ron Johnson is where he says that Manella Barnes is for Medicare for all. I'm like, bravo. I'm glad that someone's saying it, because that's what we need to do. We need to stop with this trying to fight them back and forth on this thing.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to David from San Francisco. Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, thanks, Earl. Yeah, I agree with that last caller. You know, Ron Johnson has some real explaining to do, and, you know, he's just a fake conservative. And just an idea, apparently in Kevin McCarthy's district out here, a non-political action committee came up with an ad specifically about Kevin McCarthy and how he's just a total phony. And an easy way to describe his phoniness is when you start looking at you remember in the scandal of Mar-a-Lago financing, they claimed the local tax assessors said that Mar-a-Lago is worth $75 million. Well, Trump has claimed that he tried to get collateral on it for almost $750 million, 10 times its value by the local assessors. And so that is fraud. You know, he tried to get a bank loan for $38 million or something like that for Mar-a-Lago, $738 million. And now we got FEMA And FEMA is supposed to go down to Florida and pay off for damages to people in that state, and that state has allowed a criminal to magnify the value of his property by 10 times, and by doing so, he's not only forced the state of Florida into basically refusing the insurance coverage for FEMA because the state of Florida tolerates such fraud. And the Republican Party has been doing this, tolerating this for years. They did it in Katrina 15 years ago. And and then when nobody can pay up, big real estate developers like Trump come in, and Betsy DeVos came in and just bought everybody's property at 2 cents on the dollar, and or they got a grant from the government, the local corrupt government, to just give them the land as a developer.
Hey, David, we got you. I wish we could spend some more time, but thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you say what to all these things?
Well, there's a lot of smoke around Donald Trump's personal finances, his business practices. Just trying to follow what you and Earl are trying to follow, some fidelity to truth, it certainly appears that there should be serious investigations. It is amazing how slippery he is and how he manages never to be taken to court and prosecuted for things that if we were accused of them, you'd figure we'd be in big trouble. Right? Reminds me a little bit of how when Scott Walker flagrantly violated state election laws during the recall, the state Supreme Court changed the law to keep him out of jail, right? We're seeing that again, and we just saw the appeal of the records case around him holding government records and presidential records and classified records to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the judge that will look at it is Clarence Thomas, of all people. So that is what's going on. And I do think one of the most flagrant things we have, which is very clearly in the public sphere, is what Ron Johnson did with the Trump tax cut, where he held, and this is going back to the record that both callers think we should be focusing on, the last two callers, and that is that he held up the whole Trump tax cut. He wasn't going to support it until he got a loophole for pass-through corporations. That gave millions in tax breaks to two billionaires in Wisconsin, Richard Elein and Diane Hendricks, that have put millions into supporting Ron Johnson and benefited him, which he admits to. He admits he benefited from it. That's straight out bribery. You know, right now it's illegal, Earl. If any, you and I took, you know, $100 and put it in a paper bag and handed it to a local official.
Yes.
But apparently it's okay to give millions of dollars in public money to your own political benefactors and to yourself. Now that may be legalized bribery and corruption, but it's still bribery and corruption nonetheless. And I think there needs to be more discussion of that in this home stretch here, because your caller before is totally right that Ron Johnson's record needs to be exposed to people. But we also need things here to inspire people to vote. And part of what the pre-fascist dystopia we see at every commercial break, these dark crime immigration ads are doing, is, in addition to revving up their base, is demoralizing our base and making them less likely to vote.
You know, Dr. Craig, I'm hoping that, you know, next week we're going to have Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in the studio. And so I'm hoping that begins, you know, an answer to what everybody's asking of him, and that's to, you know, expose, you know, his counterpart, and because clearly they've told untold numbers of lies on him, and it's not tit for tat, right? I mean, you don't have to go tit for tat, but you certainly need to uncover these constant lies that are being told. Excuse me, and refute them, Dr. Craig. We're 30 days out. People are clamoring for that, and maybe this will be the beginning. But not only are they lying on and found out, Dr. Craig, that this works when it's Mandela Barnes against Ron Johnson. They also know that it works when it's Tony Evers and Tim Michaels. They also know that it works when it's Josh Call and the guy who's running against him, because they're all running the same commercials. So we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, we'll come back to the phone lines. Be right back. Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
You too? Gentlemen? As we can see, that CJ clearly knows the alternative facts, as Dr. Craig had mentioned earlier. Those are the facts that he clearly sees. Speaking of living in a democratic world here in Wisconsin, who controls the legislature, and which essentially allows anything to pass or not pass in the state that can improve our lives? And much like Wisconsin, the Democrats in D.C. would have also passed numerous laws to help the economy, you know, recover and relieve us of our independence on foreign oil through the Green New Deal. And I'm wondering if maybe the Democrats can't use what seems to be kind of a tough blow, this gas price thing that's going to happen because of the oil production, and not, you know, say, hey, this is an opportunity. Let's look at this. And January 6th wasn't crime. I mean, you know, that the past president was in power, and what did he do to stop the attack on the Capitol? You know, the failed attempt by an outgoing POTUS. A failed coup attempt, I should say. I agree also with Dr. Craig in that, you know, it'd be nice to shift to some of the subjects that the Wisconsin Democrats are going to be good on. Like, you know, keep talking about what bills would pass if Lieutenant Governor Barnes were to win. The postal vans, you know, Oshkosh lost jobs because the current senator didn't want to have postal vans built in Oshkosh and said we have enough jobs, I believe is the way he put it. And Governor Evers, it seems, should remind people, you know, that he protected Wisconsinites during the pandemic. And don't even mention the GOP and what they did or didn't do. Just speak about what he did do. He fought for the Wisconsinites to be healthy during this pandemic. So hey, that's about it. Thank you.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to any of that?
I agree with all of it. I do want to commend the caller on bringing up the Oshkosh truck situation and Ron Johnson's assertion that we don't need more jobs here. You know, the Federal Reserve Board is basically inducing an economic slowdown. By the way, that's why OPEC is cutting oil supplies. They're worried about prices coming down because there's a global slowdown, because other central banks are also raising interest rates to slow down the economy and deal with inflation, which is not just in the U.S. It is across the world. It's not just something the Democrats did, as CJ was telling us. I think that coming in this next month, there's going to be greater and greater anxiety about people losing their jobs. And in the home stretch, we do need to remind people that Ron Johnson thinks there are plenty of jobs out there. And in fact, you know, Ron Johnson is ran a company that benefits from a job market where there is a lot of workers that are in need and will take less wages, right? He thinks that's all a good thing.
You know, Dr. Craig, we're at this point where, like you stated, This is coming upon us so quickly. What about the people who keep pushing, trying to interfere with people's rights to vote? Where are we at now with all of those scams and shams that Republicans are working on, not only in the state but across the nation?
Well, this is part of the moral rot. They think it is okay to minority rule is a good idea because that's the only way they can rule. And so if we have a Governor Tim Michaels, you will see more ramped up voter suppression. You will see more attempts to reduce voting by the people that they don't want voting. And with this gerrymandering of the state legislature where Amy Coney Barrett imposed at the U.S. Supreme Court level and was agreed to by the state Supreme Court, a map that guarantees a supermajority to Republicans regardless of how voters vote, that is Viktor Orban democracy. People still go out and have an election, but it can only turn out one way. In Hungary, only Viktor Orban can win. In this state right now, there is no way Democrats can hold the state assembly and get a majority, even if they win this election by 10 points, even if there's a rout in favor of Democrats across the whole state. That's not democracy. It's just a form of democracy, and that's the kind of fascism that we're descending to, kind of a fake democracy which has the rituals of it but none of the reality of it, no risk that the powers that be will actually have to answer to the people.
You know, Dr. Craig, if for all the world, if you were to believe what is being said on these cable networks, Democrats are starting to lose ground, and that's frustrating. Can we believe that? Are we to believe that, or is that just conjecture itself?
There's an ebb and flow to these campaigns. In other words, the Republicans in this cycle had the upper hand, and there was a Democratic revival. Now the Republicans threw billions in ad spending, okay? Yeah. We need to call out how inordinate the attack on Manila Barnes has been and setting all records, and you just see it turning on your television at any time at the commercial break. But there's a lot of time here in this election. This is sort of like declaring victory at the end of the third quarter if you're the Republicans. I do want to give another element of hope here. The pollsters are overcorrecting for the errors of 2020, which is okay, and 2016, which is okay because it makes us work harder and not take it for granted. Because they were 8 points wrong, they underestimated the Trump vote by 8 points in 2016 and 2020, they are predicting a much more Republican, a much whiter electorate in Wisconsin than we'll necessarily have. Now, it's our job to get out there and volunteer, and Citizen Action has volunteer opportunities, phone banks, and direct door canvases around the state to volunteer so that we can win this election. But I'm telling you that they are probably, if we do our job right, overcounting Johnson votes and undercounting Mandela Barnes votes in these polls because of the overcorrection they're making from their past errors.
All right, Dr. Craig, I want to thank you as always. Great information. And we'll see you in next Wednesday. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank my guests, from Ms. Rowe to Bob Law to Dr. Craig. Thank all of you who call in and those of you who listen. Thank you, Connor, for the hard work. We'll be back on tomorrow. We have another great program lined up for you. Again, you've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.